Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Residents of a house at Hodgson and F Street in Eureka called police yesterday after finding a suspicious package in their front yard. Officers inspected the package from a distance and then called in the county bomb squad and began notifying neighbors and cordoning off an area around the house for precautionary reasons. The bomb squad deployed a robot to inspect the duffel bag that had a battery and wires visible and detonated the device. The explosion caused a small fire, both from the materials in the suspicious device as well as from the detonator. Technicians then began collecting evidence from the scene. Anyone with information about the device or who may have planted it is asked to contact Eureka Police. The Board of Supervisors will hold a community meeting on the 2013-14 fiscal year budget, and you won't have to be in board chambers to take part. The meeting will be held on the 28th and will be available through an interactive web conference at 5 locations throughout the county. Residents can gather in Hoopa, Miranda, Ferndale, Eureka, and Blue Lake to participate and offer their input to the budget proposals from 6 until 8 p.m. The budget meeting will also be shown on Cable Access Channel 10, and Board Chair Ryan Sundberg said in a statement that, "We continue to hear that our community wants input into the decisions that affect our county, and we are excited to be able to offer a live web conference where each district is represented." The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning as a cold front moves through the region. We can expect rain beginning tonight, and as the cold air moves in, snow levels will drop to 2,000 feet and below. That will affect local mountain passes and make driving conditions treacherous. Small hail could also make an appearance with the rain, so plan ahead and be prepared for wet road conditions. The third Monday in February is a federal holiday, and it's come to be known as President's Day. But it was originally designated as a celebration of George Washington's birthday. That was until it was changed in 1971 as part of the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, when it became a celebration in theory of all presidents. On February 22nd of nearly each year since 1888, Washington's farewell address has been read in the United States Senate, a tradition that began in 1862 to raise flagging morale during the early years of the Civil War. Washington's birthday celebration was brought into being by Chester A. Arthur in 1885 and was made a federal holiday. Oddly enough, the president Arthur served during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, has not been honored with a federal holiday, although many states and counties do observe Lincoln's birthday, including Humboldt County. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Now, for our community news, here's Anthony Mantova.
For today's Our Community, we continue discussion of driving laws. While last week we mentioned the role winter weather has shaping our expectations on the roadways, an act of nature that is much less predictable but often leads to cars leaving the roadway is hail. Local Highway Patrol personnel are all too familiar with hail. California Highway Patrol Sergeant Hal Rosendahl explains.
Hail, nothing good that I've ever seen comes out of it because it's always in a firm strip. It goes from wet pavement to hail, and then cars are all over the place, and you've probably seen it. You know, one of the worst spots that we've seen here recently is over here off of Myrtle there around Pigeon Point. And
CHP Public Information Officer Chase Adams says it's the inconsistency and isolated nature of hail storms that are part of the problem.
Yeah, it's usually such an isolated incident where if it hailed 3 months out of the year and stuck, people would be used to it. But
stay tuned next Monday as we wrap up the discussion of driving laws in our community.
And that's the news on this President's Day. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.